Well, gosh golly, everyone. It's the Stunt Granny SummerSlam preview audio spectacular edition of an experience. This is Jeremy joining me this week, as just like the TNA review or preview, is Mr. Kevin. What's up, dude?
Yeah, we seem to be the preview team.
That's fine.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, until I get off my lazy ass and start recording stuff, you know, during the week, like I said I was going to, this is how I'll be on the shows for a while, when I'm not posting awesome posts of naked people. So, but anyways, yeah, we're here to preview SummerSlam. I actually talked to Eric about this a little bit today, trying to decide if I was actually going to purchase this or find other ways of watching it. I don't know. It's a mixed bag so far. Still going back and forth, but
yeah, it's an interesting show, really. It could be really good. It could end up sucking.
Well,
I think, looking at their little list here, I'm kind of marginally shocked for whatever reason. I don't think it's going to be the last match of the night, DX and Legacy.
No, there's no way that's the last match of the night.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, it's either going to be
one of these matches could be good.
Well,
could be.
Yeah. Well, all right. I mean, we're kind of haphazardly doing this, whatever. But match placement, I really think Orton Cena is going to be last because they main evented the last pay per view with Hardy and CM Punk. So
that, and I mean, good Lord, if you haven't telegraphed the what's going to happen in a match before, they were fucking beating you overhead with an aluminum bat with that result on SmackDown this week.
Well, that's part of it we can talk about on that match when we get to it, because I think there's definite ways they can go about getting to the same thing with this show. So all right, let's just go by match like we usually do and start with the shit. This is one I did not know was on the pay-per-view until Eric told me, and now that I'm looking at it. Jack Swagger versus MVP.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they did not do a good job of previewing this. This actually kind of goes towards what Jericho was saying and that I posted about there on Friday.
Yes, I'm very happy you did as well.
And not that I need to check that second comment, but not that I really think that they're going to can Jericho for those comments, but come on, where else did you think I was going to go with that story?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, I know. That was one of those statements where it's like, the guy writing that doesn't believe that, so. Yeah.
These are two guys that they could put over, but MVP has so been lost in the shuffle, and they're going to have to rebuild him again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a second rebuild, really, because they had that, for whatever reason, they had that long-ass losing streak for him.
Mm-hmm.
And now this whole, oh, yeah, you're hot on SmackDown, we're going to take you off and fucking throw you on Raw, and then we'll not do anything with you.
Well, remember, they started doing something with him, with the whole being with Shane McMahon. Remember, I mean, you know, and he came out and talked down to Randy Orton, all that. So it seemed like there was going to be some sort of momentum. And kaput, I mean, it disappeared. And, I mean, it was one of those almost like Ken Kennedy caused it, you know? Because that was the last, like, MVP came out, did his stuff with Shane McMahon, helped him out, and then really kind of disappeared. Because all of a sudden Kennedy came back, and the focus was on him, and then they canned him, and they never put a focus back on MVP. And then they had that tournament thing for the number one contendership. So it's like, other than bringing back a losing streak, Triple H
MVP.
Yeah, I mean Triple H beat him with one leg, with one good leg that time. So it was like, other than another losing streak, dressing him up in blackface, it's not. I mean, there's what else can you do to this guy? I mean, to push him down any further. I mean, at least they didn't job him out to Kendrick before they fired Kendrick or something. I mean,
that really could have been the only way to drop him down a little bit lower, really.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even mind him if he was feuding with the newly returned Chris Masters, which they've apparently got a world of confidence in because he hasn't said a damn word since he came back.
And he's lost every match that he's been in.
Yeah, by count out or whatever else, and everything we're talking about is more an indictment of Raw than it is the actual person.
I think I made this point a while ago, but if they really want to get any type of money out of MVP, they kind of need to do it nowish, because he spent so much damn time in jail. He's a little bit older than most of the new stars, like Jack Swagger, whatever. You can take your time with him. He's still a young guy. Evan Bourne, he's still fairly young. Take your time with him if you want to. I mean, granted, I think they need him. He's another guy that, you know, I think needs to be pushed a little bit. But, But MVP really has more of an urgency behind him. I mean, his body is not going to put up with it, I don't think, as long as some of these other guys' bodies are. So, you know, get your fucking money out of them. I don't understand what the fuck they're doing. The guy can talk, he can wrestle.
The crowd turned him face. I mean, the crowd essentially turned him face on their own.
Yeah.
Despite his losing streak, despite everything, they're the ones that wanted him and cheered for him.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a punishment. All right, you guys want him? Here, this is what you get now. And I don't know. I guess this is where it goes to. It's an indictment of Raw because, and even what you brought up on the post about Jericho is that even Shawn Michaels. I know we spent no time on Jack Swagger, but it's the same thing. Swagger never says anything. Everybody who came over from ECW is worse off being on Raw. I mean, look what they did to Mark Henry, for Christ's sake. He came out and just looked like an absolute badass. And then he's smiling, and now he's dressing like the Kool-Aid Man. I mean, it's awful. Evan Bourne gets jobbed out now, and you barely see him. Who else came over? Was that it from ECW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one of the women came over, but what the fuck ever.
Who cares? Yeah. But it's that sort of thing to where, and really with the people that they have on ECW, they really couldn't have afforded taking away Bourne, Swagger, and Henry. And Henry would have been fine, but not both Swagger and Bourne. Just not both. So.
Right.
But, so anyways. I know, I was going somewhere else with that, and I just stopped, so.
Yeah, we haven't even remotely talked about the match
because there's nothing to really talk about. So that was just an excuse to talk about the poor treatment and placement of some people that they could be utilizing better. And, yeah, so.
Somebody wins.
I say MVP wins, and so there. Let's see, the next match is the next Who Gives a Shit match. And this is a giant Who Gives a Shit match. The Great Khali versus Kane. I'm gonna be honest here, though. Every time I see Kane or Khali on TV, I fast forward it. I have no idea what the issue is in this. So you're going to have to do the talking because I don't know what this is about.
Oh, it's just about who's the bigger monster, really.
Oh, great. Okay.
Kane tortured Ranjan Singh last week, who evidently, I didn't realize, maybe they mentioned it before, but he's Khali's brother.
Yeah, I did catch that part, because I was talking to Eric about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone has to be related. You can't just have a manager. So.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid.
Yeah.
You know what? But this is the difference, and you were talking about how bad Raw is. At least, even though this is a throwaway match, much like Swagger and MVP, this match has been built up. You know, there is a feud. No matter how much you've had to fast forward through it.
Uh-huh.
If you blinked your eyes with the Swagger MVP stuff, you fucking missed it. Like, you didn't even need to hit fast forward. Like, you know, at least SmackDown's trying to put something into this.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's going to be a fucking terrible match.
Yeah, and because you know why? Because we've seen it already. WrestleMania 23.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, remember Kane slammed Kali and all that good stuff, and Kali kicked. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Well, at least they waited 2 years in between having it again.
Yeah, and not mention it, I guess, helps. So that's good too. So.
Yeah.
But again, I don't care. So I'll say, this is how fast we're going on this. Because what's there to talk about?
Nothing really.
Yeah. So Kane wins. I don't care. Because if I could fast forward this match, I would. There's absolutely no interest there.
Just be making food in the middle of it or something.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's the opener. I'm sure it's not going to be, but...
yeah,
all right.
I hope it's not the opener.
Yeah, sorry. So we'll skip around now. The rest are championship matches or a main event attraction match. So, Yeah, so Christian is taking on William Regal for the ECW title. Or championship, whatever.
Yep.
I know you don't like William Regal, and it's funny because...
I just don't like his in-ring style. Like, it just doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I don't mind being different. Like, I think that the WWE is a problem. I mean, that's one of their main problems, is that, you've got to work our style all the time. Like... Ugh, you know, the new people you bring in, that's fine. But, like, some of those guys, like Bourne and like Ray, distinguish themselves because of their style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Regal definitely is different. Like, I cannot take that much away from him, no matter how much I get bored witless watching his watching him work in the ring. It is different than everybody else. And I think you pointed that out last week or some other time.
Yeah. I know exactly
you
what
know,
you're getting
it, at. They let him roll with it, and that's fine, you know. It should be a good match, really.
That's what I'm thinking too. And this is conversely, I haven't been all that impressed with Christian lately. So, I don't know. I'm not impressed, but it's just boring again. I mean,
yeah. Well, he's kind of screwed, and I made this argument with you over IM this week. Is that the problem that they have on ECW right now is that they don't have anybody to step up to Christian, really.
Yeah. They got rid of them all. So.
Yeah. And Regal's really the only guy that could do it. And for whatever reason, this is another one that they didn't do a very good job of pushing the feud. Really, they had him on, what, Abraham Washington 2 weeks ago?
I don't know because I fast-forward those two. I
torture myself.
I'm not doing that. I've got enough strife going on right now. The last thing I need to do is watch Kali and Kane and then that dunderhead. No.
Yeah, well, I do. I torture myself. And, I think it was a couple of weeks ago they were on there, and they might have been involved in a tag match this past week on ECW. But, like, they just haven't done a very good job of building this one up, I don't think. Like, I mean, I think
it
Regal...
seems quick.
Yeah,
it's
Regal deserves more, you know, and again, no matter how much I don't like his in-ring style, he deserves more. Like, the guy is always there. He's a good talker. I don't really have anything that bad to say about the guy, really.
Yeah, well, it's...
Regal, and...
ECW, so it's low priority, too.
Yeah, so. It's low priority, so it's not going to get that much time, so, I mean, they're not going to, they're not going to get that much time, and it's going to be a problem. Like, it's, you know, they're going to have to fit maybe a quality match into maybe 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, all right. I'd say 10 minutes is fine for a match that's got little build. I mean, I'd say it's going to be given a little extra time because I don't see Kali and Kane going very long, and I don't see Swagger and MVP going very long. Of course, I also said that about Samoa Joe and Homicide last week, and oops. But, Yeah, whatever. So.
Yep.
At least they did the right thing on TNA and had Hernandez squash fucking Rob Worthless Terry. So, and then they blew. They just blew it. But this isn't about TNA. So,
yep.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm going to take Christian in this just because I don't think there hasn't been enough build for William Regal to grab it and make it matter. And I know it's like a weird criteria for a show that doesn't matter.
Well, there's that, and Christian's only had the belt again for a month.
Okay. Now there's that
I would
too.
Have to think that. Yeah, your general thinking I agree with, though. Like, I don't think they've built up Regal quite enough yet. And I think that, you know, he might get it at some juncture, really.
Yeah.
But for right now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he becomes, and they keep on saying this, but and they'll probably do it with Christian, too, is they're the two vets that end up teaching everybody how to work in the ring.
Yeah, well, if you notice, they moved Finlay over to SmackDown, and he'd look who he's working with. He's working with Knox. And
yep.
He was working with Ziggler for a little while, too.
Yep.
So, you know, there's that the idea and the philosophy and the execution of having these older guys, and Finlay is what he is. I mean, you don't stay in this business this long. Well, actually, you do. Never mind. I'm not going to finish that thought. So,
he's quality. Like, you know, it's not, like, great or anything, but, yeah, if you kind of – well, him and Knox fit together really well, I think, just because they can kind of brawl, wrestle all night long. And
yeah.
You know, you don't go, oh, my God, he should be beating the shit out of that guy because he's so much bigger. But
yeah.
Both of them are just kind of big guys. So
yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
But and that's kind of what I'm getting at is that, you know, Finlay is that big guy type. And he can get in that ring with Knox and teach him, be like, look, this is how you do this. Do this here. Do this. And, you know, teach him how to build a story, which I think has been missing with him. I mean, look who he's worked with. There was CM Punk way back when. And then, really, feud-wise, there was Rey Mysterio. Which,
yeah.
And that, I mean, that's honestly it. And I know they had the whole SummerSlam or Survivor Series and whatever.
Yeah, well, and they did the smart thing, too. Like, they're actually letting him have a little bit of mic time now, too.
Yeah, the Bruiser Brody mic time, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I always like that. I don't know why they don't do it more often, you know, production-wise. The little inset interviews.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was so much different to see Knox with his beard all gum-band up.
Yep.
And the hair slicked back.
Just like Bruiser Brody. Yeah.
Just
and
like,
glasses. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't. I mean, I like that they're getting into character development. And that's fine. I like what they're doing. But I still loved his line. It was a classic line. When Todd Grisham was backstage during the Rey Mysterio feud. And he goes, Mike Knox... he's asked him something. He's like, what do you have against Rey Mysterio to be doing this? And he just looks at Grisham and goes, I don't have a problem with Rey Mysterio. And just walks off. And I was like, that's fucking great. And they never followed up on it. It was like, no, what? Get him back out there. I mean, just next week, just like, oh, I saw you spitting out a hamburger. Do you not like hamburgers? just something like that, which the hamburger doesn't make a lick of sense, but whatever.
You know, well, yeah. I think you got your point across.
Yeah, yeah, so. But yeah, so Christian wins this one.
Yep.
All right. Now, the rest are kind of important matches, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to go with first. Just pick one out.
Well, I think this one's going to be a pretty obvious match. Well, I think the next two that I pick are... I think all the outcomes are kind of obvious, actually, come to think of it. Like, I'm looking at the rest of these matches, and I'm like, yes, they're all kind of fucking obvious. But whatever. Let's just go bottom top and start with Crime Time versus Jericho and Show.
Or Jericho, as some people are starting to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... the polar opposite of a Raw match that Crime Time has been built up just by being in the ring with these two. I mean, even though they keep trying to do those retarded-ass segments with, what is it, Jam Master Jay? Is that his name?
sure, whatever. Yeah, that's Run DMC, but, you know.
Well, what the fuck is his name? It's Jesse. I could have swore that's what they called him.
I think it's something a little bit different than that.
But, yeah, but they do that stuff, and Eve's back there because she has a contract, apparently, and they figure they better put her on TV.
I think she does an okay job with those segments, you know.
She stands there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, but it's like they get in the ring, and even evidence, I mean, they're with Rey Mysterio. They get a rub from being with Mysterio, too.
Well, and just again, like, well, and Jericho, you know, mentioned helping to make Crime Time, and wow, do you think Jericho's any worse off for having lost to JTG? No.
Yep.
Like, he's, you know, he made his excuses, what, he said his foot was injured or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy just talks his way back into being an ass clown, you know? It's just like, whatever, people still hate him. He took the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can fucking deal with it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. And I think the other good thing that they did, and maybe they did just because they don't like the way Shad wrestles, I'm not sure, but keeping the two big guys out of the ring and out of contact for the most part with each other, mm-hmm. I think is kind of important. Like,
yeah.
I kind of want to see that. Like, I mean, Shad's not a small guy, but the Big Show kind of dwarfs him.
Yep. Well, really, he dwarfs just about everybody. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. And was it Friday? Yeah, they were all in the ring together and just nothing. I mean.
Yeah, I think he might have clotheslined Big Show. Shad might have clotheslined Big Show or something like that, or got
yes.
him on
no,
the
it was Big Show clotheslined him.
Oh yeah.
Big Show was wrestling. That was a weird match. Because Big Show was wrestling like a guy not 7 foot tall and 4 whatever pounds. I mean, he got on the mat with JTG, and I don't blame JTG for going. I mean, like, it looked awkward and weird because I don't blame him. Like, dude, you're fucking gigantic. Why are you on the ground with me? You're not supposed to get on the ground. And I mean, that was like they're rolling around and Show's trying to like hook him and all this, and it was like, what are you doing? Get on your feet, stupid.
Yeah, it was an awkward match.
Yeah. But then and then Big Show goes running across the ring and clotheslines
Shad
over and he goes over himself, and I'm like, those are small man moves. And I don't know, maybe it would have been better if Jim Ross or Grisham would have actually said, you know, Big Show had to use all of his momentum to get him over the top, rope. I mean, you know, kind of giving Shad some props for being a big ass guy too.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then, but Show also redeems himself. Not really redeems, but looks like
yeah.
a fucking monster when he knocks fucking Rey Mysterio into next week.
Yeah, and they give the cheapy win to
Ziggler, which I hope doesn't mean he's going to lose, but we'll see. I don't know. It's and maybe I just have a boner for SmackDown right now, but that match, I mean, and look how, all right, and this is also another thing of how pros can lift other people. The crowd, when it started off, they were giving the props to Crime Time and, you know, cheering for him, you know, half-heartedly, whatever. But the course of a 6-man tag team match, the crowd was into that thing. You don't see that type of stuff over on Raw or ECW or shit, especially TNA. You don't have those pros that build the crowd into it. It was amazing. And it was an audio sweetener, too, because you could see people standing up and cheering.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I think they're pretty fairly over with the crowd. I think that maybe they've gotten a little too much of them during that SmackDown, which is maybe why their entrance wasn't quite as loud. Because what they had done, they came out earlier in the show for something, then they had their backstage segment, then they came out to the ring for the main event.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to get a little too wound up about them.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, and I've also debated Crime Time on changing their look. But I don't know if the look makes them or if they just make the look, you know? I mean, like getting them out of the Doc Martens and the baggy jeans.
The Timberlands?
Oh, is that what those? Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say Doc Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was wrong. As soon as I said it, I was like, maybe he won't catch me on it. But that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I like them that way, personally. It goes back to that whole... Were we just IMing about this, about The Miz?
Yeah.
Going to the tights, and, you know, he kind of had a unique look of his own.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that they have their own look and that they should stick with it. Like, at some point, I think that they could change it. But for the time being, maybe when they break up, because is this the only tag team that's been sticking around for a while at this point now?
Yeah, but also only because there's nobody else. So.
Aside from Legacy, which, I don't know if they even really count.
Well, because the Carlito and Primo broken up. Well,
yeah.
The Hardys just got back together. I mean, yeah, but no, I know what you mean. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going in this one. I mean, Jericho and Show can't lose. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for Jericho and Show to lose.
No, it wouldn't.
Or lose the belt, I guess, is a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I think that Show and Jericho still have a little bit of time before they pawn it off on somebody else, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
So I see them maybe winning kind of a hooker crook kind of a way, maybe Big Show gets in a cheap shot again or something like that from the outside.
Yeah.
And Jericho gets the pin.
And one thing I was thinking is, and I don't know why I believe Jericho when he said all that stuff in that interview about wanting to build people up. I don't know why I believe him, but I sort of do.
Because he has?
Yeah. Good call.
I mean, literally.
Thank you for thinking for me.
He did that job to JTG, and it's just like, wow. Like, I mean, I think that from what I've read, that the WWE has more faith in him anyway.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, he's not terribly huge, but he kind of reminds me of he's a better version of K-Quick, R-Truth.
What?
He's a better version of R-Truth.
God damn it.
What? That's his old name.
I know.
I don't know why, but for some reason that thing still sticks with me, and I'm not quite sure why.
I know is you were making fine points, and then all of a sudden you said something about K-Quick, and I fucking blanked out, saying, just looking around the room like, am I on acid right now?
No,
seriously,
you're not.
Are my hands melting? Because I swear
no.
I heard the name K-Quick.
But I think that they have similar wrestling styles. Like, if you kind of look at them in the ring. Okay, now this is what I was trying to say. R-Truth and JTG kind of have a similar style in that they're high-flying for the most part. They use a lot of movement in the ring.
Yeah, all right, I'll
but
give you that.
But they're not so small that they're like Evan Bourne or Rey Mysterio or anything like that, even the recently endeavored Brian Kendrick. Like, they have some size to them, so it kind of takes on a different level to it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I said, I think he's a more polished version. Like, I still think that R-Truth is a little sloppy in the ring, although he's definitely getting better, too.
Yeah.
I'm just freaking annoyed by his fucking entrance all the time. But
awesome. What's up?
Huh? Oh, my God.
Can't believe you fell for that.
Neither did I. I was like, fuck.
So childish. But, no. If I never see R-Truth again, that's fine. I don't care. I mean, if JTG is the modern-day K-Quick, that's fine with me. And then get rid of K-Quick or fucking Ron Killings. You can go fuck off, douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus I think he's a little bit better on the mic too, really.
Oh, yeah. No, but what I was how I'm hoping this match goes is Crime Time damn near pulls it off. And they I lost my train of thought. That's why I just paused. But no, but they and Jericho and Sho even like get out of the ring and really sell it like, holy shit, are we lucky we got out of this? Like, and just like and instantly just like not, you know, like the gaining respect moment, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Just like, oh boy. And then take off. And then Friday, you know, they can brag about it or whatever. But, you know,
yeah.
Just sell it, sell it, sell it. And I don't know. Yep. Like I said, I have the faith that's what Jericho's going to do and show. So, but, yeah, but I'm going to go with you, though. I do think Jericho, they need the titles, as weird as that sounds, so that they can go back and forth on both shows. And, you know, just basically show everyone, yeah, we're the shit. So,
yeah.
All right. Next match.
We could go with the obvious, we're barely going to talk about it match. It's at the top.
Yeah, okay. That's where I was going to go, actually, because this is like a parallel, but it's not. It's like a polar opposite, actually. DX, the Reunited DX, or I'm sorry, Reunited DX, I have to learn to enunciate, versus Legacy. The most shocking thing about this is, and this goes back to that Jericho interview, if correct, he sold out Michaels. When Michaels comes backstage and says, all right, so who'd you build up for me? And they said, nobody. Because did you notice, like, Triple H gets beaten down by Legacy. And he just blows it off going, ha ha, I used to be good at this. The second Michaels comes back, says what he says, Legacy beats down DX, and they don't get up. There's no smarminess, no snarkiness, no smart-ass comments. They didn't get up. But
yeah.
It's like, but has the damage already been done where people are like, all right, they're just going to get steamrolled. Let's just, whatever.
Yeah, they are just going to get steamrolled. I mean, I don't see them doing the same thing that, you know, Jericho and Sho will probably do, which was, you know, kind of bump up crime time a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe Jericho
calling them out will help. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's what I'm. I guess that's what I suppose I'm hoping. Will happen?
Or are they so desperate for ratings that they want DX on both shows, so they'll have Jericho and Sho retain, DX wins, so they end up having Michaels and Triple H on both shows?
Wow. I don't know if Michaels came back for that sort of thing, though. I mean, I could definitely see him going, no. Because I was perfectly fine.
I was perfectly fine cooking in the cafeteria for little children.
Yeah. To let you know, changes to your profile have been made, my friend. So you're good to go.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So, this little code, which will be revealed later. I just
don't see this really doing much of anything. Like, Legacy has just been so beat down.
Yeah, always.
And size-wise, even Cody Rhodes is going to look kind of small next to Shawn Michaels.
I don't know, because Cody's got more of a more definition than Michaels does. So I think
that's true.
There's the only way around it. But, I mean, everybody looks small next to Triple H, and that's not a compliment. So, I don't know. But I'm with you. DX is going to crush these two, unfortunately. I mean, I would... There's part of me that hopes beyond hope that Michaels has gotten in Triple H's ear and is like, look, we have nothing to do. If we destroy these two, there's nothing left. I mean, what, is Michaels going to go wrestle Chris Masters again? Remember that debacle from a couple years ago or a year ago? Or Triple H is going to go fight Jack Swagger? They've made it clear no one else is built up.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They almost need to lose that match.
Uh-huh. But then does Michaels come back just to lose his first match back? I mean, does that tarnish the legacy of DX? Are their merchandise sales going to go down from it?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and the other thing I would be nervous about is if they do get beat, well, are they just going to blow it off and be like, oh, it's a fluke, blah, 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 and then squash them, like the whole Spirit Squad sort of thing?
I don't know. I mean, could they actually have Orton help out Legacy for a fucking change?
No. Not with him fighting John Cena. Absolutely not.
No.
Well, you know what? You bring up something kind of interesting I didn't think about. Is if they wanted... this is off the top of the head stand thinking again, so bear with me.
I think I'm with you already.
If Orton comes down... He costs DX the match. He helps out his boys for a change. Because he's established he doesn't help anybody when he's got a match, okay?
Yeah.
And then whoever he beats up wants to get revenge. During the Orton-Cena match, they come down. Orton gets disqualified or, you know, they pull the Michaels hitting Bret Hart or hitting Undertaker with a chair angle. And then... whoever gets in there starts feuding with Cena, which it would have to be Michaels, because Christ, you can't feud Triple H and Cena again, can you? I mean,
I hope not, really.
Or even I wouldn't mind seeing I wouldn't mind seeing Randy Orton, Shawn Michaels for a couple months.
Yeah, I don't see them doing their two biggest stars, quote-unquote, in Cena and Triple H until a WrestleMania, I would hope.
But they've already had that at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Not in one-on-one.
Singles,
but,
yeah, exactly. They're holding out for a singles match at some point here. At least that's the way it seems to be hinting to me.
Yeah.
Because they've kind of had more one-on-one interactions with each other.
Yeah, true. I mean, and who knows, when does Batista come back? Is that next year? You could always throw him in.
I thought he still had a while. But, wow, yeah, and I'm trying to rack my brain for any heel that is even worth their fucking salt on Raw. But there is not a one of them.
Nope. I mean, they had a chance, and this is a slim one, with The Miz. And I'm not dogging Miz, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, they could have pushed him up. They could have pushed Swagger. There's Mark Henry. I mean,
yeah, there's no reason for Mark Henry to be a smiling baby face.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he's just in there just to fucking chew up space, you know? I mean, they love to use him that way anyway. I mean, that's all he's doing now anyway against the heels. He's just fucking power slamming people and going, okay. Then they walk out of the ring. It's like, oh, okay. So, you know, he could do the same thing from a heel perspective. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, fucking A. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more I even think about what Jericho said, it's just like, wow. Like, just nothing on Raw at all. We're just kind of stuck.
I would almost cringe to see what would happen if they moved CM Punk over to Raw. I mean, that guy's got momentum behind him. That
we saw what happened the first time they did that.
Yeah, well, true. But that was the first time. I would say, I mean, this time I think it's completely different.
Well, because he's a heel.
Well, because he's a heel, but also because he's, in my eyes, much more legitimate. His mic work is stellar, and that's what's selling it. So, anyways, I'm getting us off track on that, but yeah. So all right, yeah, I'm gonna say, because you mentioned it, and I like to overthink things. Clearly, I'm gonna say Legacy wins this somehow.
Okay, I'm sticking with.
Yeah, I know. I know
DX
I'm gonna be
beat
wrong.
Down.
So whatever. but all right. Yeah. Are we even covering the show? We're just talking about random shit, but no, I'll fuck
That's
it.
Okay. No,
that's
we're covering it. I just don't think that, I don't know, we haven't really had a clear who's winning, who's losing, because, well, the first couple of matches, we haven't really given a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we go Intercontinental now.
That's where I was going to. Every time for a Ziggler to show he belongs, this is it. I mean, they've had house show matches against each other. They've had pay-per-view. They had TV. So.
Yeah, they've kind of, if they had kind of given this some rest time in between, I could, you know, maybe not be too upset about him losing, but he really kind of needs to win at this, doesn't need to, but I mean, I think it helps. I think they finally elevated the Intercontinental title, and, you know, there are enough, God, it would actually be awesome to have, because I don't think Morrison is really going to vie for the main title yet.
No,
but if
it's way too soon.
Yeah, but if Ziggler wins, I would love to see Morrison and Ziggler go at it.
Uh-huh. Yep, so would I. And that's actually, all right, I'm just going to say it now. I don't think Ziggler wins, though. I'm saying it because of the cheapy win he had on SmackDown, the go-home show. You know, but going by traditional standards, he shouldn't win this. All right. So that's why I'm saying that.
But, you know, the other thing I was just thinking of, too, if Ray loses the title, and I think I've already mentioned this, too, at some juncture, but he could really go after the big title if CM Punk ends up winning it.
You got it. No, you're exactly right. And that's why the part of me really wants Ray to lose, not because, you know, I'm against him, but because I want to see him go up, and I want to see a CM Punk Ray Mysterio match.
Yeah, because they've done a good job of building up Ray with the IC title, really.
Well, and Ray,
and building up the title itself.
It's the same thing we've talked about before, though. Ray has done himself a service by getting back in shape, regular shape, and staying healthy.
Yep.
The crowd loves him, so you've got a perfect foil. I don't know if they're going to have Punk wrap up the straight edge thing into everything. So I was trying to think of an angle with Rey Mysterio, but, you know, that's my hope, is that if Ziggler somehow wins, that for some reason CM Punk and Rey Mysterio end up hooking up, which I guess gives away our prediction for the last match, but, you know,
kind of
a no-brainer.
Tough cookies.
No, but this is one of the matches I'm looking for. And this is, besides Jericho, this match, the ladder match, TLC matches, excuse me. Those are the three matches that I actually would pay to see.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they should. I mean, Ziggler versus Mysterio was really good on the last pay-per-view. I think that might have been the highlight of the last pay-per-view. It's certainly the only one I remember, really, to be honest with you.
I'm trying to think, did I see that pay-per-view? Where the fuck was I?
Yeah, we were all online rapping to each other. Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I think I missed some of that last pay-per-view then.
Okay.
All right, whatever. So, I mean, I remember seeing some of the matches, so I don't remember what the hell happened. Yeah, anyways. That was that weekend. I spent all weekend drinking, and I was dead to the world. That's right. And I kept falling asleep during the damn thing. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think that was it, at least. So.
Rock and
but
roll.
But that's why I'm looking forward to this match, because you've got an up-and-coming star who would have thought Nick Nemeth, seriously, of all the Spirit Squad guys, with Ken Doan, Johnny Jeter, I would have figured those guys would be a little higher up than Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, because was he like the random fourth guy that was usually there?
Yeah, and then he was also Chavo's caddy. Remember when Chavo was the golfer?
Yeah.
He was his caddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that of all those guys, I mean, he's the guy that broke out, so.
Yeah, what did happen to Ken Doan?
Remember they canned him.
Didn't he do something stupid?
No, he was just, they didn't, it was just one of the, well, they say it was just one of those things they didn't have anything for him.
Okay.
So, it's like, well, then you should be fired. So, I mean, I can't remember who made this point, was you're hired to write. Don't say you don't have anything for somebody. That's not their fault. That's you as the writer's fault. That you can't come up with ideas for something. You should be fired. I mean, you're not doing your job. So.
Yep.
Anyways. But yeah, but I'm looking forward to this. I think this is probably the best test for Ziggler. You know, one of those nowhere to hide. No tag teams, no nothing. He's going to have to carry his weight, and we'll see what happens with Ray. I mean, Ray's a pro. So.
Yeah, no, like I said, it was one of the best matches on the last pay-per-view. Yeah. If not the best, it was one of the better matches. So it should be good again.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think it's funny, the ones that we know more about, we don't spend as much time on.
Well, yeah it's because we'd have something to bitch about that gets us going, usually.
Are we that negative? That something that positive we can't even talk about? Shit.
Yeah, our boy from Kent State going to capture the IC title.
Yeah, have you noticed they keep mentioning that, too?
I was just going to mention, I think this week, I think that they actually somehow foregone, it went for the, they actually did not mention Kent during the tag team match this week.
What's his finisher called?
The Zack Attack? I don't know.
Huh? Why the hell would it be called a Zack Attack?
No, I'm being an ass.
Oh, all right. I was like, I was dead serious. I can't remember. But I think
I don't know if they've called it. They've just called it like a jumping reverse bulldog.
Okay.
Let me check here on his.
Because I just thought it'd be cool if they called it like the Golden Flash or something. Because it sounds badass. I mean, people don't know that the Golden Flash is an eagle, anyways. So, that'd be kind of badass.
Let me see if they actually have a name for it here on the WWE site. Because that's something that just really needs to be done. Oh my God, that hairdo is fucking ridiculous.
Who's that?
Oh, Michelle McCool.
Oh,
and Jim Ross said that she had a future as a fucking announcer.
Announcer?
Well,
She
was at least marginally better behind the mic than she is. She wasn't completely sucking the charisma out of the room.
Ugh.
Behind the mic, but she still wasn't very good.
Yeah, it's just funny. Someone that pretty is that boring. I mean, she's a pretty lady. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like...
Yeah.
Through Jesus, man. You suck. Nothing. No. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know why I fucking was just blanking on his name. We're just talking about Dolph Ziggler. I was like, day, 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 day.
Nothing.
Fuck. They don't say anything. It's just nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it just says 6 foot 221 from Hollywood, Florida.
Yep. Screw them.
Yeah, and thank God too that they've at least. You know, that's the other thing that they've done with him that's been a positive. Like, it was good to get him established with the whole "Hi, my name is Dolph Ziggler" deal.
And then dropped it.
Well, it has. They've mentioned it a couple of times on SmackDown fairly recently. But the last couple of weeks, I think that they've stopped it, finally. Well, I mean, they haven't had the segments in a long time, but Jim Ross and Todd Grisham have mentioned it. And dear God, I think that this past week was the best week that Grisham's had ever, period. Like I said, I like him on Fox Soccer. I don't understand why kind of turns into a retard when he's on.
Because he's got Vince yelling in his ear, probably. I mean, that shit can be disconcerting, man. It messes you up.
Evidently. Like, I don't know if... Well, whatever. Yeah. That goes to the whole Vince not having an ego.
Yeah,
and that part of my article is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it's this is getting back to wrapping the match up. It's hopefully it works out, and because it would be nice to see veterans help out and create new stars. And if they could do it in this plateau, you know how cool that'd be. I mean, that'd be really fun. So.
Yep.
And then you know you can always have the Maria thing. I mean, I don't know why they introduced that in the middle of his push, and I see they scaled back on a little bit. Just to have it like kind of go by the wayside, so that was a good idea as well. So.
Yep. Although that did kind of work out when they said that she's been more aggressive, because she's okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I just looked at the time and I'm like, wow, we could kind of keep on going about other
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's
that's what we should be doing is getting on to other stuff. So. All right, we're gonna do Randy Orton, John Cena, WWE title. And this is something I mentioned to Eric. Remember back a couple months ago when it was all about Randy Orton? And now it's just kind of like, okay. Yeah. Randy Orton, John Cena again, okay.
He's been another one that even though he's the only heel on that show, he has been buried so much that it's just like, wow. Like,
yep.
Wow, seriously?
They
have just taken a big old dump on him. Well, yeah, I mean, he has shit in one too many gym bags, unfortunately, for him.
Yeah, and I don't even mind him playing the chicken shit heel. I think that's very good, and I think it's what he should be doing. But it's just like, okay.
Everything else, that even though you're the chicken shit heel, sometimes you still need to be a badass and you need to take some people out or something. But he hasn't even, like, he hasn't gotten to execute a punt recently or, like, beat anybody down. Like, you don't even need to feed him. A jobber would be stupid. But, you know, feed him someone that he should clearly beat.
Or beat the shit out of Eugene before you just get rid of him like that.
Beat
up the mentally retarded guy. I mean, everyone wants to do that anyways. And live vicariously through him. That's fine. Just do that.
Yeah.
Upside down walk haircut.
Yeah, anyways, he just needs something. You know, it wouldn't be that hard to make him look like a badass every now and again.
Yeah. I mean, the way he conducts himself, and but at the same time, his material is getting lackluster, and I don't know who's to blame for this. I mean, he keeps going, I'm going to kick you in the skull. Okay, fuck, I get it. The head. I mean, that's what the head's made from. I mean, that's pretty much it's, you know, you got some other stuff going on up there, but there's the skulls, but it's part of the head. And I don't know, but I also think it's just boredom with the repetitive main event people. I mean, it's John Cena again. And if not, it's Randy, it's Triple H. I mean, it's just, you know, I just don't care. I really don't care about this match. And it's sad because it has the biggest act on Raw, and John Cena, at least I think he's the biggest act now, I'm not really sure, taking on what should be, well, and is their only heel. I mean, only legit heel, I should say.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
Uh-huh.
So, since we don't want to spend any time being negative, do we want to move on to another positive match?
Yeah, this is the match I really wanted to actually spend some actual time with. Because of all the variables that are going into this match currently. I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, first behind the scenes, then on TV or in the ring. And there is a ton of stuff going on, but it all fits. It doesn't feel like anything's been shoehorned into this. To me, it doesn't, at least. I think the biggest crime in this is Jeff leaving. Because he has that awkward delivery with, you know, the way he talks anyways. But he's hitting his stride with it to where it doesn't seem awkward anymore.
Yeah. No, he's actually gotten to the point where I'm like, wow, okay. Like, I kind of like him on the mic. Like, I'm not ever going to put him up there in the greatest talkers category or anything like that. But, like, him and Mysterio both kindly both found their way on a microphone now. It's just like, wow, seriously? You really want to take a break now?
Yeah. But, I, you know, sometimes, I mean, the body knows. I mean, maybe if all right, and theoretically he's leaving. But, I mean, Matt Hardy put on Twitter that Jeff's leaving for sure. So, you know, it kind of takes the mystery out of it unless they're just doing this to fuck with people.
Well, and plus, come on, CM Punk not only took one twist of fate, but he took two.
Yeah.
On SmackDown. Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. No, I was happy to see that because I didn't want Jeff to win the belt anyways because I thought that CM Punk needs a title more than Jeff Hardy does. To legitimize CM Punk, he's got to win it back in a match, and he has to win in a match like this that's supposedly, you know, up Jeff Hardy's alley. But it's just the unfortunate thing is Jeff's hitting his stride on the mic by being himself, being his awkward self. Like, trying to spew out these awkward lines that were written by somebody else. Which, they're clearly, Jeff's words are clearly written by somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a kind of a goofy cat anyways. But I can't believe he would write, well, you know, I read some of his fucking poetry shit, so. But now, I don't think, and even then, it's like, you know, you're not buying the fact that, or you're not believing the fact that Hardy, I'm sorry, you are believing the fact in what he's saying. That's what I'm trying to spit out so poorly. So, but no, and then conversely, you've got CM Punk, who clearly no one's writing his stuff. I mean, unless he's just that good of an actor that it flows out so freely. I mean...
I don't. Maybe it's just because he's done it so much that it kind of flows out quite freely.
Mm, true. But yeah.
But still, anyway. I mean, I've liked his mic work almost from the beginning.
Mhm.
You know. So. Yeah, he's just fucking. He's good on the mic. He's good in the ring. He's done enough to change his style. That it isn't boring all the time. Like, he, you know, he started doing that body scissors with the elbows recently, mm-hmm. and there's something else that he started to do, even with, you know, like, you don't need to make a major overhaul in your move set to, like, kind of freshen everything up.
Yeah.
Like, just do something like that. Like, I mean, I know it's a rest hold, but whatever, you know, it's more creative than a fucking Randy Orton chin lock.
yeah.
Even though I don't think I've seen Randy Orton do a chin lock in a long time, but
yeah. Oh.
But you know, he just kind of keeps on doing stuff to keep his in-ring style fresh. Like, and it's just like, wow, it's kind of nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and then even like he still incorporates all the moves you want to see too. And by want to see is like that you're used to seeing, you expect to see.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but no, this is one of those rare feuds that started off kind of weird. Just with the circumstances involved.
Yeah.
But then it's like the two of them found each other and found a nice chemistry. And they've just been allowed to run with it. I mean, run it right into the ground, really. I mean, if Jeff leaves, it's running into the ground. So...
Well, I don't even know if it's running to the ground. Like, I mean, I can't believe that, you know, I'm bitching, and maybe it's just because it's been years that it's kind of been similar there over on Raw. But, like, I wouldn't mind if this thing would have kept on going, really.
Oh, yeah.
Punk
would have
needed new points to bring up, honestly, I think.
You know, to be honest, I totally disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
I think he's... I know what you're saying, so I shouldn't have cut you off.
No, I mean, my point was done, so go for it.
But no, but each week, though, Punk gets more Punk gets angrier and angrier and gets more and more picky. and swarmy. And I mean, when he comes out just Friday and goes, "Yeah, you're probably drunk right now." How often? I mean, he never accused Hardy of like, you know, he'd always said he had two strikes, or he had his addictions to, or his dependencies or something like that. But he never came right out and said, he's like, "You're probably on fucking heroin right now," or something. I mean, when he said he was probably drunk, my jaw dropped. Like, huh?
Now that you say that, and Jim Ross, and now that you say this, it made me think about it. Like, Jim Ross and Grisham were saying, like, oh, he wasn't, you know, like, even last month, I think they were saying he wasn't being too preachy.
Yeah.
But this month, they've really kind of, hammered home the whole he's preaching to, you know, the crowd kind of point. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, yeah, I got where you're coming from.
Yeah. I mean, even to cut what you were saying a little leverage, too, is the angrier he gets, the better. But at a certain point, it reaches its crescendo, and, you know, it has to end, and new points do need to be established.
Yeah.
So, but I just, right now, I mean, every time he goes out, I just wanted him to keep going. And not because it's a thing against Jeff Hardy. I mean, Jeff Hardy won me over. His offense still looks weak. But
I've gotten fed up with the fucking Whisper in the Wind.
Yeah, I've never liked that move. It's like the guy's got to stand there, watch this guy run up the ropes, do a spin in the air, and it's like, well, step to the left or right, dude. I mean, I think there was one time it was effective, and I don't know if it was CM Punk or not, but like, Punk did something, and Jeff just sprinted across the ring to do it. I'm using Punk. I may be wrong who it was.
Yeah.
And no, it was Morrison. Excuse me, it was Morrison. And Punk just, Jesus Christ, Hardy ran up the ropes, and by the time Morrison turned around, Hardy was already in the air. And it was the most fluid Whisper in the Wind I've ever seen. And it led to a legitimate, like, pinfall attempt and all that.
It could be a legitimate move, but yeah, that is the problem, is that 95% of the time,
the guy is... 99.
99% of the time, the guy is just sitting there like... No, I just think it's been really obvious recently that the guy's sitting there. Like, most of the time, there's at least an Irish whip or something where the guy has his back to him, so he's got to turn around, so there is at least a little time delay.
Yeah.
But, like, it seems like recently they've been doing it from, like, mid-ring or something where there can't be a time delay at all.
Yeah.
I guess that's my point, is that it's been extreme. It's gone from obvious to extremely
obvious. Yeah.
It's just like, wow, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Because I think it's one of the bigger guys that he was wrestling. And, I mean, literally the guy sat there and watched him climb the ropes, do the flip, and was standing there the whole time. It's like, wow, this is really awful.
And it's not even like an Undertaker situation where, like, the Undertaker's walking across the ropes. You're like, just pull him down. Just do something. Because, like, the Undertaker, you can make an argument his strength is so powerful or, I don't know, some bullshit. But something like that. And instead with Hardy, it's just like, oh, okay, here he goes.
Well, okay, with the Undertaker, at least from my recollection, because he used to do it really early in the match.
Yeah.
More recently, he's been doing it later in the match, so you can make the argument that the guy was worn down, he didn't have the strength to pull him down. But yeah, with Jeff Hardy, it's just like, wow, like, seriously, like, you don't need any strength to step to your left or your right.
Exactly. Yeah. let's see. All right, so I think we're both in agreement that this is their last match they're having for a while.
Yeah.
So there's been debate on different message boards or what I've read different things about Matt Hardy. And that was actually about Matt Hardy, not Matt Hardy. He's someone totally different. from what I've read and what I've seen, I see both sides of this argument. Matt's been brought back in to take Jeff's place. Not to turn on Jeff, but to take his place. So when Punk is done with Jeff, he now has Matt to take on. And there's part of me that believes that that's what's going on, that's what's going to happen. But then there's the other part of me going, all of this remorse and like making up and all this just came out of the blue and just way too fast for it to be anything but, you know, an angle or a swerve, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, well...
So there's two legitimate sides of this argument, which I think is actually kind of fascinating, especially because it's Matt Hardy. I mean, when's the last time we've been excited about him other than when his girlfriend was fucking Edge? I mean, you know. I mean, unfortunately for him, that's how bad it's gotten for him.
Not really. I mean, he was in that great feud with MVP.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about that.
It was not that long ago. And you know what? I'm looking at the roster here now. And honestly, unless they bring back Taker, you almost need to keep Matt Hardy face. You know, unless they really start to elevate Morrison.
Yeah, or they do the Rey Mysterio bump like we talked about earlier.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Rey Mysterio is a given. But, you know, I can't believe they actually list Curt Hawkins as on the roster.
Oh my God! Didn't I ask you that week sometime?
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to Curt Hawkins?
Yeah.
Because Ryder's got his goofy Guido gimmick going, which is kind of fun. So.
Yep. You know, Finley is not going to be in the main event picture. Jesse, no. I see JTG and Shad staying in the tag team division for a while. Kung Fu Naki, no. R-Truth, no, they're not elevating him. Like, they might keep him as that mid-card guy. They might give him the Intercontinental title at some point.
Yeah.
Great Khali, no. Dear God, no. And then Undertaker, you know, and like I said, I'm skipping Ray in there just on purpose. But those are all the faces on SmackDown.
Well, remember, Jericho's over there, too, technically.
Yeah.
So if they lose the tag belts, then he would be on SmackDown. So, you know.
But still, he's not going to go up against CM Punk.
True.
So because I think Eric had even said to me earlier in the week, "Oh yeah, Matt's definitely going to turn on him." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're so right." And now I'm kind of second thinking it. It's like,
yeah.
Wow, like nobody is there really.
Yeah. So it's like. So this is the situation we have. We've got a guy we know is leaving. I mean, or at least that's what's been rumored. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got one legitimate up-and-coming, you know, trying to solidify his spot in CM Punk. And then you've got another guy who's always been just underneath level, it seemed. And they've got him booked to go either way so that CM Punk can put out Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy can put out Jeff Hardy, or... Matt Hardy can go after CM Punk for putting Jeff Hardy out. You've got a nice triangle here, which is good fucking booking. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually kind of... Well, we're... We know the outcome, but there are still a lot of possibilities surrounding how the outcome might come about.
Well, yeah, because... But at the same time, they don't seem to be that scared of doing... You know, if Jeff Hardy gets hurt... And the storyline-wise. And he gets hurt and goes, look, I can't wrestle anymore. I'm sorry. And he leaves and he has to give up the belt. I mean, they've shown they're not afraid of doing that, too. Which I think is bad for Jeff, for CM Punk, though.
It's horrendous, really.
Yeah. I mean...
I think it goes beyond bad for
CM
Punk.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to win every match of the tournament. I mean, you couldn't have... A battle royal, I mean, you could, but, I mean, I would hope not. A battle royal for the vacated title, because, God. No, I mean, it's just, and that's what, that. This is one of those matches that's a draw for me to actually throw down money. I mean, I don't pay my cable bill anyways, so I'm not really worried about the money part of it. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just... I'm going to just say it every time I do one of these. It it's so confusing how under the same company you can have two totally, totally different TV shows. And one that supposedly gets the most ratings or, you know, the most attention, Raw, is a steaming pile of shit. Every week it is. Every week it sucks. And you get SmackDown, which is this gold diamond. Gold diamond? That's the rarest diamond in the world. yeah, sorry about that. You've just got this. As carrots go with diamonds, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a bazillion carat diamond, thank you. And it's just sitting here. It makes no sense to me. And I know there's two different, like, head writers or writing staffs for these shows now. Wow. The three matches most looking forward to are all off the same brand. All of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yep. And like I said, yeah.
And it just sucks that this is going to be like one of the last matches. As a fan of wrestling, wanting to watch these matches, I mean, I'm like, you know, like I'll watch Batman or Iron Man going, oh, God damn it, just turn into Iron Man already. Like, just give me what I want now. And they're not, and I just know it having to wait just sucks. I mean, just not knowing what's going to happen in that match is actually rather refreshing. So, I'm going to be busy most of the day tomorrow anyway, so I won't even be able to read spoilers. So,
good for you.
Yeah, because if they're out there, I'm going to read them. So, but now they're supposedly the Miz keeps hinting around he's going to be on the show. Kofi said he had a match that got canceled, so I think there's going to be some other stuff going on. I think it'd be good to get Morrison on the show. It'd be good to get The Miz on the show. I think they both earned it. If you're going to continue with Abraham Washington, I think he should be on SummerSlam. Doing what? I don't know. I don't know who he'd interview for his talk show, but if you want to go full force with the guy, dang. Throw it out there and see what happens.
Have Courtney Taylor work for him.
That's fine. Yeah, she can work whatever she wants. Yes, and I hope everyone is able to check out the Courtney Taylor post. So, yeah.
Okie doke. We couldn't have any less energy at this point. So.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So I'm thinking I'm just talking to talk. So,
you are.
Well, that's a first. So, but, all right. So let's sign off of this. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Hopefully we weren't too negative on stuff, but it's a rough time with anything that involves Raw right now. So we'll be back hopefully immediately after the show, which is going to be about an hour and a half after the show by the time we all get together and it gets posted for a rundown, hopefully. If not, we all got lazy and fell asleep after the show. That's just the truth. So, yeah, dude, I'm going to take off. Everyone have a decent day, evening, whenever you're listening to this, and we'll get you next time.
Take it out, grandkids. I have no energy. It's time to go to bed. Later.